We probably have one of the highest growth rates in the U.S. Last year, 2014, almost a 3% year-over-year growth in what we refer to as non-farm employment. So it equated to just under 20,000 new net jobs.
What sort of jobs are they?
They're very diverse. The largest percentage growth was in construction, but also leisure hospitality was about 9%, financial activities about 5.5%. We had growth in aviation and aerospace, we had it in the energy sector, we had it in the retail sector, so very, very diverse.
Has that been the case for several years? Obviously, we had the crash in 2008. I guess there was a problem then.
We've had the lowest unemployment of major metro cities in the United States for almost 4 years. We've been either number one or number two in the United States. So this has been a long-term trend.
What do you put that down to?
We've just had a very dynamic economy here. We've seen significant growth in the energy sector, in the aviation and aerospace sector, and in the bioscience sector. And those are all really, really high-paying jobs. And, of course, that in turn spurs construction, retail purchases, and creates jobs on a secondary basis like that as well.
Now, I guess, obviously, we're talking about jobs at the high end there. What about the service sector where, traditionally, the pay has been much lower, the conditions not so good? Are you trying to work on that as well?
We are, but it's an automatic sort of complement. When you're seeing growth in a lot of higher paying, those people end up spending that money, and they go to restaurants, and they buy retail products. So they, in turn, create a lot of middle and lower income jobs as well.
And is it possible to improve conditions at that level? Because obviously one of the big complaints has been that the jobs in the service sector are 0 hours, or they're very, very short term, or all these kind of problems.
The sort of irony in all this is that when you have really good high-paying jobs and you have a low unemployment rate, what you tend to do is drive wages up because there becomes a lot more competition for employees. And to meet that competition, you tend to pay more and provide better benefits. So it tends to pull up the lower-paying jobs to better-paying jobs.
And what you're talking about there is what I suppose they call a virtuous circle, in a way. It's something that's producing good from good. But what is it about Oklahoma City that puts it in that position? I mean, do you have particularly employer-friendly regulations or conditions? I mean, what is it?
We went through a very severe economic recession back in the late 80s and early 90s. And there were decisions made by the business community and public elected officials in the city to really focus on changing Oklahoma City from the standpoint of quality of life, quality of opportunity. And we invested hundreds of millions of dollars, actually billions of dollars, in major infrastructure projects that the taxpayers voted to tax themselves to do. So we did really substantial initiatives, things such as building an entertainment venue downtown, building a canal downtown, dams in the river, creating an Olympic training venue, building an arena, attracting an NBA team here. We built about 15 different major projects, as well as major improvements to our education system that really changed Oklahoma City to be a talent magnet. So now the millennials are coming here, the graduates are staying here. So we created a place where not only is it a good place to do business, but it's a good place to live, raise a family, and enjoy life. So over the last several decades, we've really transformed the city to a real new level of opportunity for the next generation of talent.
Now, there's a lot of cities, I think, that would want to be in that position. What kind of lessons should they take from your experience?
Well, the lesson I think of most value is put your future in your own hands. Everything we did, we financed locally. We didn't rely on the state government. We didn't rely on the federal government. We paid for it ourselves. So rather than trying to attract businesses to save you, invest in entrepreneurship, invest in local companies, invest in the quality of your community. And don't look for a savior. Be your own.